Ghana is poised to join the club of oil exporters. The country is expected to begin pumping by the end of the year. Recent oil discoveries off the coast of West Africa mean the U.S. is depending more on the region as an alternative to Middle Eastern oil. But for Ghana, will black gold, as it's called, be a blight or a blessing? NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
When major crude oil deposits were discovered off Ghana's Atlantic coast back in 2007, then-President John Ajikum Kufuor couldn't hide his delight.
With oil as a shot in the arm, we're going to fly. We're going to really zoom, accelerate. You see that Ghana truly is the African tiger.
Kufuor pledged that Ghana would spend its oil money wisely and avoid the conflicts, civil wars and corruption that have blighted other African oil producers, like nearby Nigeria. Bright Siemens is a development and energy analyst at Imani Ghana, a think tank here in Accra.
Ghana is not going to be another Nigeria. There are several countries in Africa that produce oil, but they don't produce it in sufficient quantities, and therefore you haven't seen the same level of oil-induced social solidarity problems that you've seen in Nigeria and Angola and elsewhere.
Siemens warns that Ghanaians must be realistic about the estimated $1.2 billion expected in annual revenues from 120,000 barrels of oil a day. He says newfound oil won't mean instant wealth for Ghana's aid-dependent gold and cocoa-based economy.
It is important that right from the very start, people get it into their psyche that this is not something that would transform local communities.
Nevertheless, expectations remain buoyant as Ghana prepares to start pumping oil.
Waves are breaking on the Atlantic Ocean here on the shores of the fishing community called Apeusika. I'm here on the beach, and of course you can't see oil being drilled here. It's about 100 miles away from here, offshore. But already the fishing communities here in Axim are saying that the discovery of oil is affecting their lives.
Apeusika village sits upon a hill overlooking swaying palm trees and gaily painted fishing canoes on the beach. Mike Abeka Edu, an outboard motor mechanic and fisherman, shares his concerns about oil.
I'm a bit sad because the discovery of oil is gradually collapsing the artisanal fishing industry.
Nearby, a couple of fishermen are singing and mending yards of blue nets. Fishmonger Elizabeth Asifwa wants to know what the government and the oil companies are planning in the way of alternatives to fishing.
If this trend of diminishing daily catches continues for our fishermen, then they should give us compensation so we can pay our children's school fees. They should create factories or industries other than fishing and scholarships.
Tullow Oil is the British company drilling Ghana's first oil in partnership with others. Kenneth McGee is in charge of corporate social responsibility projects for Tullow Ghana.
Our main focus among many is the fishing communities. Our job is to keep them safe, keep them away from the rig, but also provide other opportunities for them to fish and do other things to maintain or improve their livelihood.
McGee says Tullow is trying to build trust with the local communities.
So we don't want people to stop fishing. There's plenty of fish out there, although I know catch is down, I think for many reasons. But I think there are things we can do together with expertise from inside and outside of Ghana to help the fisher folk continue to fish effectively and live in harmony with us.
Oil analyst Bright Siemens points to other concerns, including possible security issues in turbulent West Africa.
If you have regional security dynamics that are not well dealt with, for instance, we know that piracy is increasingly a problem on the east coast of Africa. Are we going to see that on the west coast of Africa? Possibly. If that mixes up with oil, what will we get?
And there are other challenges. Parliament is currently drawing up oil revenue laws, with talk of heritage funds to benefit Ghana's future generations. In this classroom, teacher Godwill Okoaje discusses Ghana's new bounty with the next generation.
Is the oil going to be a blessing or a curse to Ghana?
The oil is going to bring development.
Oil will mean development, says 14-year-old Rosemary Arthur, shyly. And, as if mirroring her hope, the class sings Yenarasasini, Our Own Precious Land, one of Ghana's favourite anthems. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Axim.
You're listening to All Things Considered.